You're listening to WSIU. I'm Jennifer Fuller. We'll get caught up today with SIU President Randy Dunn. Dr. Dunn, thanks for coming in. We need to kind of get people up to speed when it comes to the university system as it relates to SIU Carbondale's proposed reorganization plan. You and Trustee Scholler, the new chair of the Board of Trustees, issued a statement late last week saying that this is a process that's moving forward. Is there anything more to add there?
No, I think the statement was pretty self-explanatory, and as people had an opportunity to read the entire statement as opposed to just headlines, I think we were trying to find the right balance in that statement to say that, like so many people, if not indeed everyone, there's an understanding that the business model, the operating model for SIU Carbondale has to change. There has to be something new, a reset, for it to be viable going forward, whether we talk about growing enrollment, having some financial sustainability, or just in general doing a better job in the service and support we provide to the region. So, you know, clearly there's unanimity on that question. Of course, now the debate that's going on is what is the right model, or how does the university reset, or in this case reorganize itself, to provide those important outcomes that I just described. And what we tried to say in the statement is this is that period where we understand that the campus is going through the review, the analysis, the work that has to take place coming out of the chancellor's proposal, which we acknowledged was very bold, and he certainly delivered what we all expected in terms of some sort of plan to move forward. And now we're in that period where we need to hear every group, individual, constituency body weighing in on it to see what the ultimate outcome of that process is. The plan that was introduced may be different from what the outcome is that moves the university forward. That's anticipated as part of this review process, and in fact it's required under not just board policy, but the requirements of the Illinois Board of Higher Education and our accrediting agency. So we're in the throes of that right now. We're hearing from a lot of bodies all over campus, and that will continue through a period this spring, and then we see where we go and what has support from there.
It's easy to become fixated, particularly in the Carbondale campus area, on this one aspect of the SIU system. Mm-hmm. But as a system, you'll go before the Illinois legislature over the next couple of weeks talking about funding for the coming budget year.
Yes.
What are you asking them for, and what do you expect to hear from those lawmakers?
Well, you know, when you go up and provide budget testimony seeking your appropriation for the next fiscal year, it's not really you sitting there begging or asking as much as it is kind of defending what you've done in the past, answering questions about the operation of the campuses to show that we're good stewards and that type of thing. So there will be plenty of that going on, I'm sure. But as a group of public university presidents, we had been pretty vocal earlier this spring. Actually, through the winter, while the Illinois Board of Higher Education was looking to make its proposal or request to the Governor's Office of Management and Budget. And what we had indicated at that time over those months is that we thought that the right funding level to move forward with coming out of 2 years of impasse was the last normal year, if you will, FY15. Actually, what the governor did in his proposal was to essentially use FY18, this current fiscal year, as his new base, if you will. And I'm appreciative that we weren't hit with any more reduction, but many listeners will remember the fact that FY18 appropriation was actually a 10% cut from the FY15 base, or a little less than that. We did get a little put back in 15. So we would have liked a better starting point, if you will, but we go in and we make the case for the use of the funds that the governor has proposed. One of the things, of course, too, that's included in there is a cost shift so that we start picking up at the university, along with all of the other public universities, community colleges, and school districts, what's referred to as the normal cost of pensions and health care, and we would assume about 25% of that cost, and that would be a four-year ramp so that after 4 years, we'd be paying 100% of that normal cost. That's a huge, huge amount of money. In fact, if you look at all of that cost moving to the university over 4 years' time, that's more than our state appropriation in a single year. So this is something that we're going to have to look at. There is an offset for FY19. If we just look at the cost of pension and health care coming to the university on that four-year ramp-up, that would be over $40 million to SIU just for next year under the governor's proposed budget. That's a huge amount of money. Well, the governor proposes to do an offset, but that would be for 1 year only. So we've got a lot to talk about in that testimony.
And, of course, we'll be paying attention to those hearings as they go on. They're in March, March 8th and
March 8th in the 15th. House and then March 15th in the Senate. That's right.
We'll be paying close attention, letting people know how those go. Dr. Randy Dunn, president of the SIU system, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
You're listening to WSIU. We're powered by you.